This woman might win gold at the Victim Olympics. Yakum's throwing bows.
You got lethal?
Yep.
You got lethal.
Don't arrest him. I'm pressing charges on him now. I'm not talking to you.
God.
On June 22nd, 2023, Palm Beach County deputies responded to a home after a woman was reported violently attacking her boyfriend outside their house. She began
Florida.
Throwing all of his work equipment and personal belongings out onto the driveway before striking him with a mallet. When officers arrived, they found him bleeding with multiple injuries, and the
this
situation only escalated from there.
Bro, just step away, bro. What's she doing, grabbing his phone? Just step away. Just walk away, bro.
Hey, bro, why don't you just walk away?
That's what I'm saying. Just walk away, bro. Back him. Back him. Back him.
Get off of me.
Those bows,
get off
bro.
Of me. Stop. Just leave me alone.
Kicked in the face. But if this dude would have thrown one punch back, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet. Hey.
Biting him.
Yeah, I got it.
Wow, she's straight swinging on this dude. I mean,
hey,
I just would have walked away.
The police told me not to get involved and stay in my truck. Hey, you're doing great, bro. Just protect yourself and don't hurt her.
Yeah, you're doing great. That's what's so messed up, dude.
That's recent. Keys, man. Seriously.
I mean, he's smart for keeping his keys, but, like, get your keys and run, brother. This is what's so awful, though.
He's not on
that
you,
she can
please.
Do all of this. And he, this guy's applauding him like, yeah, man, you're doing great, bro. You're doing really good, man. Don't hit her. Like, bro.
Me.
It looks to me like he's doing it to protect you.
Of course he does, because he's so fucking charming.
He hasn't even said a word. What are you talking about? He looks like a good old boy. He's got all these tools. He's bleeding. His nose is bleeding.
Yeah, they must be. I told him you were bleeding, so that usually picks it up.
Now she's crying. She's thrown multiple bows, bit him, kicked him, punched him. Psychotic, bro. Your hands look fine. You're not bleeding at all. Y'all know when I say women grow old, they never grow up? She's the poster child for that.
He punched me in the ribs just so you guys wouldn't know that he actually did it.
What?
You're a liar!
Yeah, when I say women are children, I'm talking about these types of women right here. Thank God he had this witness, though. Gotta love his body cams, don't you, Chad? Now she's running inside. Okay, what's next? Tire slashed his tires? All four of them? Riding on flats. Working overtime at IHOP, riding on them flapjacks. Dadgummit. Got all those Milwaukee tools. Those are nice tools. Chad, are those the best tools? You know what I got? I got those Ryobis. I know they're not that great. The Ryobis aren't great, but they were. It's my starter stuff, you know? I need to get those Milwaukee. That's thousands of dollars, bro.
Never
Milwaukee.
Come back to my house again. Ever. Ever. Literally,
what did he do? I feel like she probably got caught cheating, and now she's just mad. She only got one shoe on, brother. God bless our home.
What's all this about?
Foghorn Leghorn. Body cam. I hate you. I effing hate you.
What did she do? Or what did you do?
So I had some officers here last night.
Pardon?
We had some officers here last night.
I saw.
She was drinking.
Okay.
She drunk.
Before we go any further, are there any weapons in the home?
There's knives, obviously.
Okay. Are there any
Here's
guns?
Come here, Goose. Come here, boy. She's
friendly, just like
here.
No, he's
fine.
Hers is.
Yeah.
Alright, so what happened with the officers last night?
They told me to leave.
Do you need paramedics? I mean, they're down the tree, right? They're literally right there.
No, I'm not. I'm an armored ranger medic. I'm good.
What about her?
A ranger man. Yeah, I'm shout out to that guy.
Finger on a pool.
Hey, doggy. Hi.
How's that?
Hi. I smell.
Yeah,
I smell.
I left. Parked car right there. Slept in it all night.
You did? Okay. After the officer left.
After the officer. Okay. So I went to the gym and I came back here. Parked car. Slept all night.
Okay. This truck. This car.
This okay. He's the. He has no bearing on this
whatsoever. When I went by, I saw.
Do
him.
You know this person?
No. No. I saw the struggle. And
okay.
I,
hold on. I'm talking to him. Let me find out from him exactly what happened inside before we take it to what happened outside.
Well, he started her screaming and whatnot after I got home from work.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys. I don't get violent when I drink. I become a lover. I'm a softy when I drink. Are you guys more of a softy? Are you guys more of a violent drunk? I just get like really like, hey man, I love you, man. That's the way I get.
Okay, so this is seven of our last night.
Wine.
Okay.
Wine will get you every time.
I slept there, pulled in the driveway at 6:30, fell back asleep in the car because I didn't want to go inside, waiting her to come out. She was going to jump breakers as a hostess, and I take her to her job, then go to mine, like I've been doing every day for the past...
How long have y'all been together?
Year or okay. So, you know, about 1 more year.
Okay. But,
she comes outside, starts screaming, and... those all my tools. You see
they were in the car?
They were packed neatly.
All of this?
Every bit of it.
Wow. Jeez, that's okay. Crazy.
And I believe you got the camera, don't you? Or, yeah, okay.
She,
His nose is probably broken. All his thousands of dollars worth of tools thrown out. And he's still calm.
The red and yellow one?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got 18.
Good thing it wasn't
Do
you need EMS? This dude's like knotted up, nose bloody, scratched up.
18. Jake.
Hey, sir. Cliff, you're right.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on. Because I want to see this guy's video before we go aggravate her.
God, he's getting
knotted up. I'm
going
to have one person come in case she decides
poor
to get off. All right, hello.
Hello.
I don't want to be cut you off. I just wanted to get the facts of what happened in there before.
All right, I don't know what happened before I got here, but I'm riding down the road and I see everything out here.
That catches her eye.
And they're in the back of the Volkswagen. And
it's all thrown over here already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And he's restraining her.
Okay.
And
I
didn't get a lot of good.
Did you see anything in her hands?
No, she beat the shit.
Okay. Was he was already bleeding up?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was already bleeding.
Hotel Victor X-ray Bravo 7-9.
And cut all four tires.
Okay.
I've got probably 5 minutes. Hold on.
Cutting all the tires is crazy work, bro. Crazy work.
She got a hostess job at the breakfast.
She just got it, or she been there a while?
And it was the first day.
Are you also RO on the car? Are you?
She got a hostess job. That's it. She's just a hostess, you know what I mean? Hostess with the mostest. Backup arrives. They got SWAT there.
Four of those tires with a knife. A knife is out here. The hammer's out here that she used to bash the back of the skull with. So that's his dog. There's a couple more dogs inside.
Okay.
Only one's probably not friendly, and I already forgot her name. Her little black mutt, Arlie. A case, but she should be in a cage.
Okay.
There's a mother-in-law suite in the back, Jake and Katie said. She does have access to, but she removed all the locks. All the cameras, she broke yesterday after their 38, so there shouldn't be any 59 on that part, but...
Okay. She's gonna go straight psychotic.
Okay.
She was out here initially when we got here, but as I walked up to talk to him, she just went inside. She didn't, like, run or anything, but okay. She was already irate and drunk. She went inside, and she's been drinking all night with her Zoloft.
Okay. Ooh.
She ran inside, then she opened the door.
Drinking with that Zoloft.
Door back up. Kick the dog
Diesel
out,
combo.
The dog, and slam the door again. So we haven't even attempted contact with her yet, but she's likely still drunk.
Bro, if you abuse animals, you're a terrible person. How could you ever look at this little boy and want to do anything nasty to him? That German Shepherd ready to bite. Sorry, that German Shepherd ready to strike.
Whose hands?
All right,
well,
on him.
I'm
going to get behind you. All right.
You got lethal?
Yep.
You got lethal? That's great. You got lethal?
Got a cool 70 on the left.
Yep. You want to go before me or after?
Have the shop open.
Open door.
Open door on the left.
I'm
not the 40 foot
off.
What's the 70?
Stand up. I need help.
You need paramedics?
I need help.
I'm here bleeding. These are
now you want help. Now you want to play by the rules.
Okay. I know. We will.
But this is why I stand up for men. Because this is a crap that they got to go through, dude. These insane women drinking on Zoloft, abusing them, bloodying him to a pulp, and then crying like a baby. Use your feet. You were fine walking earlier, Patricia. Now take her straight to jail. Get her butt straight to jail. She was so violent earlier.
He's been attacked. He's been all morning.
No, he hasn't, honey.
You're a liar.
You haven't seen it.
No, he did. There was a witness that recorded it.
You don't. You haven't seen it. There's a witness, idiot.
See what happens inside.
Well, I would like to, but you took all the video cameras yesterday.
She just looks insane.
He didn't really give us an opportunity to talk to this woman either.
Can you turn that way a little bit so I can check these for you? Lean that way towards like that side of the room.
I can't defend myself. He's stronger than me.
Mean girl, he was defending himself. He didn't do nothing to you. That victim card, bro.
I have the medics check on me, bro.
He laid my ribs in the back of my head. I'm all bruised up. He hit me. He always hits me.
Then why do you keep coming back?
You're a liar!
He don't hit you.
Why didn't you talk to us?
Stupid question, because you don't believe me.
It's not that I don't believe you, but I'm going to believe
not
you.
Not you. You weren't here. The four officers that were here this morning didn't believe me, and I called in and told them that they just take his side because I'm the one crying. And
you're
he's
a
calling.
Liar!
They never believe me.
Liar!
I slashed him. It's my car, and he wouldn't give me my keys.
Your car, he wouldn't give you the keys, so you slashed your own tires?
Stupid.
And so I slashed him so he couldn't take it.
Your tires are like $200.
I know. You know he was trying to take you to your job?
No, he wasn't.
Why not?
And you're busy.
Well, maybe you were a little intoxicated to go to work.
I wasn't intoxicated. It was 7 in the morning. I had orientation at the Breakers. He's lying. He said I was drunk.
Did you forget we were here?
Yes.
You walked into the house when I got here this morning.
Yeah,
I know. And ran out the back.
And I was not intoxicated at all.
Your job says differently.
What job?
Flagler Steakhouse.
Flagler Steakhouse didn't even see me this morning.
They said you showed up with blood all over your face.
Because he beat me this morning.
So you just told me Flagler didn't see you, but now suddenly they did?
The Breakers, not...
Just catching on all the lies. I love it.
Flagler, I went to orientation at the Breakers this morning. They sent me home because they have blood on my face and I can barely walk.
It looks like you were walking just fine earlier, Patricia.
He took my car all night and never came home because he was out doing all night. And then when he came home, I wanted my car key so I can drive to my job.
I'll be honest, this guy doesn't look like he was snorting a lot of nose candy. Didn't look like he was on the booger sugar.
Myself, and he wouldn't let me.
Remember closing the door on this morning? I knocked on the door and said, hey,
yes, officer. Yes, officer. And I didn't want to talk to you.
He said, F you?
I didn't say F you. I said, no, I don't want to talk to you.
Tonight?
Have you looked at his criminal record? He has a murder charge.
Okay.
He's violent.
Did you realize that murder charge has absolutely nothing to do with this call?
I'm just saying.
What's your record?
Wait, he got a murder charge? How's he out? What? A murder charge? If that's even real, if that's even true.
Nothing like this.
They don't judge people.
You don't judge people by their records, but if you want to bring up records, neither one of you are clean.
Okay.
We don't judge people based off records. We judge them based off the moment. We judge them based off their behaviors in front of us.
Right, because I'm hysterical and crying because I just got beat and he's calm and cool and collected.
No, I'm judging you based off the fact that when you were here earlier, you had the opportunity to speak to us.
I didn't want to talk to you. I have a right not to talk to you. I was crying.
You do.
I was crying and I shut the door and I didn't want to see you. And I don't want to see him because I'm scared of him.
Why did you come back here then?
It's my house.
So you think you thought he wasn't going to be here? You just said you didn't want to see him.
My parents were coming here. They were telling him to leave, and he refuses to leave.
You guys live together, so at this point, unfortunately, it's bullshit all the time.
Exactly. I know. I'm f***ed. And it's my house. He doesn't own anything. It's my car and my house. And I fell in love with him a year ago. And he's been living here ever since. So I know there's nothing I can do. So you can imagine how frustrated and upset I am. I'm powerless. He's strong.
Now you're just drunk.
Are you
gonna
have an evictus?
I'm going to.
Notice she's been crying this whole time. I ain't seen a single tear.
But there's nothing I can do about that right now, can I?
In this house.
I know.
Only answers, huh?
She thinks her knee might be broken.
She thinks her knee might be broken, brother.
You're a liar!
You were walking just fine. You think your knee's broke? You would know if your knee's broken, bro.
Me? Doesn't know how, though.
Are you able to move it?
I can move it this way.
Okay.
Okay, then your knee's not broken, dude. Stupid.
I can't.
It just hurts?
No.
Are you able to put weight on it?
No.
Do you want to go to the hospital?
I don't have any money. I can't afford it for the ambulance ride.
So what would you like for us to do?
I don't know. You guys are the ones that are here.
Well, the only thing we can do is check you. We'll check you out, and then we can either get a rescue come in or not.
Well, actually, you know what? She's got to go because you guys are out here, and she's going to jail, and they're going to make me get a medical clearance, so she needs to be transported.
Okay.
Sorry, I put two of you together as soon as you said that.
What are my charges?
Aggravated domestic battery with a deadly weapon.
How do you have proof of that?
The nice little witness that stopped when you were...
What witness?
Some landscaper?
You're going off a landscaper? And what
I'm
was
going off of the video.
What was
I saw?
What happened
before,
in the video?
Your past.
What happened in the video?
Your attitude.
What happened in the video?
I will talk to you when they're done.
What did you see?
Charges.
What deadly weapon? I didn't have a deadly weapon. His fist is a deadly weapon.
No, because I wanted them to finish.
Okay.
His fist is a deadly weapon. He overpowers me and pushes me down. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Let him hit me?
No.
And he's not getting arrested for this. Look at my knee. He pushed me.
The knee looks fine to me, honey.
There's nothing I can do about it just because it's not a recording.
Did that happen this morning?
Yes, it did.
So like my partner said multiple times, you ran off and you failed to talk to us.
So what?
So how am I supposed
to talk to you.
So you want to do something about it. How do you expect to do something if you don't
want
to talk?
I didn't want
I can't
to press
read your
charges.
Mouth,
right? He's pressing charges.
You only want to say something because you're going to jail.
Of
yes
course
no?
I do.
Exactly.
Of course I do. I don't want to send him to jail.
The same
Brian, I could not be a cop.
Idiot. God, stop talking to me like a piece of shit.
Well, I mean, you kind of are.
Shots fired!
Literally just got abused by my boyfriend!
You're a liar!
And you're talking to me like I'm garbage!
I mean, you kind of once again are. I've seen the video.
I know.
F*** you!
Jake.
Check the back of my head. Check my ribs. He beat the f*** out of me just now.
They're not gonna
believe it.
Go arrest him! I'm pressing charges on him now!
That's not how that works.
Well, how does
you
it work?
You told me to shut the f*** up and not talk to you, but
I'm
now
not talking to you! I'm talking to her.
That's
how do I
works.
Press charges?
That's not how that works.
I'll tell you the same answer she's going to say.
How do I press charges
that's
on
not
him?
How that works. You're going to jail.
That's fine. When can I press charges on him?
You can take it up with your defense attorney.
Yeah. When I get out?
Yep.
Okay. That's all you had to say.
You told me not to talk to you.
F*** you. You told me not to talk to you. You're not here for my help. You're here just to f*** you look down on me.
We're here to arrest you. That's what we're here for.
I'll see you in 20 minutes anyway. Now she's falling.
Oh, my knee. I can't.
Well, they're going to carry you like a tied up hog.
And I'm sounding a rescue paperwork. Go ahead and get out of it. I go to the hospital with you, so you can tell me that all you want there.
Bro, I'm just saying. If your knee was broken, bro, you're not even getting in there. You're not even getting in. Battery with a deadly weapon. Yep. She was arrested and charged with...
charged with aggravated domestic battery with a deadly weapon. If convicted, she could face up to 15 years in prison and thousands in fines.
Golly, 15 years in prison. I had to revive some of the body cam chat, but this is stuff that men have to live with all the time. The fear of knowing that if you don't have that stuff recorded, you're completely cooked. She was lying the entire time about what happened with this encounter. And yet, she thought she was the victim, lied about everything. His entire reputation was on the line. If that landscaper didn't actually record this, he could have been cooked. As a fat person, let's switch gears here, chat.
As a fat person, to see an evil person exist in society and be like, we want to make fun of him. Let's not make fun of him for his actions. Let's...
Wait a minute.
Let's do this. Make his face fat.
Wait, let's not make fun of his actions. Wait, but you chose the action of eating.
Shots fired!
Those are your actions.
And be like, we want to make fun of him. Let's not make fun of him for his actions. Let's do this. Make his face fat.
Dude, it's funny, bro. Look at that. It's hilarious.
That will really hurt him. How is that the joke? How is that the evil thing?
Bro, fat jokes have been around for... since a very long time.
Like, make fun of a person's actions, not make...
No, your actions were you ate. You ate an excessive amount of food. Those were the actions, so now we're making fun of you.
Them look closer to me.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
And then...
No, it's not ridiculous. This dude's a pander bear.
Everyone's sharing it, and we want to make fun of this person. I totally get that. I'm on board for that. But just to be like, we're going to make...
But you're on board with making fun of them, but not if they're fat? Aww... Do you feel attacked there, buddy? Maybe you should get on a treadmill. I don't know.
Shots fired!
Him fat can't be the joke. There's so many things that we could be making fun of him for, but just to be like, let's make fun of him for his physical appearance. Let's actually not even...
I do this all the time. And then also, I wear hats all the time. Good Lord, this dude's on the 7th notch. He's got a fat head, too.
J.D. Vance isn't overweight, isn't fat. And let's make him fat, and that will make him feel bad.
It's a skill issue. They're not able to create comedy.
I have this new thing that the whole world says they're funny. No, almost nobody is funny.
I agree.
Almost nobody in the world is funny.
I agree.
We need to start articulating it. Everyone thinks they're funny. Whoever's made that meme goes, I'm funny. I made a bad person.
Bro, this is why I say sensitive people shouldn't even be around comedy, bro. If you're sensitive, just stay out of it. Don't go to comedy shows if you're sensitive. Don't do anything if you're sensitive. Stay at home, eat your Oreos and just shut up, dude.
It's 2:30.
First date recap.
It's 2:30 a.m. and I just finished a first date. And you think 2:30 a.m. must have been a great date. I'm walking myself home. I shaved every single crevice of my body. It's been 20 days since I was last cracked. And I didn't even get a goodnight kiss. Mind you, we were 5 minutes from my apartment and he wouldn't even walk me home.
Wow. She's a runner, she's a track star. Maybe he could smell the chlamydia in the air. He's like, this woman's straight up a runner. I didn't even get cracked. What are you, a freaking walnut?
I'm starting to genuinely think like I am the problem because all my...
Let me go ahead and tell you right now, Patricia, more than likely you are.
Coworkers are dating, they're all in loving relationships, and I'm out here and I'm like, I can't even get a date. I can't even get a flower. The fuck? I can't even get chocolates, and it's almost Valentine's Day. What am I supposed to do?
Here's the first step. Take the nose ring out, drop all the feminism bullcrap, and that would be a fantastic start. Oh my God, she should sue her barber. This is a diabolical cut. Magnets hate to see her coming.
If the government wants to use biowarfare on us, we can use it on them too. Do not let your pee go to waste. Do not let your tampons go to waste.
What?
Do not let that blood that you collect in your disc go to waste.
What are you doing with it?
If you're on that next level of nasty, don't let your shit go to waste.
What the fart is that, Keisha? What are you talking about? Oh my God. Do you ever wonder why women make horrible judges? This study proves it.
There was a study done where men and women were hooked up to brain scanners as they watched people play a game. They got to see whether the people playing the game were playing fairly or whether they were cheating at the game. And the people playing were connected to electric shock machines. So Electric shocks would go into these people as they were playing, and they would measure the brains of the men and women watching. So every time a player that was playing fairly got an electric shock, both men and women's empathy centers lit up. Whenever an electric shock would go into a person that was cheating, women's empathy centers lit up just the same as with the fair playing person, but men's empathy centers did not light up at all. Actually, their pleasure center lit up. Super key psychological distinction between men and women.
Oh, wow. The pleasure centers went up when cheaters were getting... I mean, it makes sense. You know, it makes sense to me. I get it. Liberal woman says she has it all figured out. Do you want to know why conservative and Republicans hate white liberal women so much? It's because they need us. It all goes away if they start saying... if we start saying no more. We need you guys, bro. Come on.
Do you want to know why conservatives and Republicans hate white liberal women so much? It's
because you're annoying, bro.
Shots fired!
Because they need us.
What do they need you for? Tears? What do they need you for? Crying?
Patriarchy, white supremacy, Trumpism, the Maha wellness movement. It all goes away if we start saying no more. It's why they hate Renee Good. It's why my comment section is always in shambles. It's why they say that white liberal women are the greatest threat to democracy, or their terrible idea of it. It's because when they lose us, they lose power. As soon as white women decide that we are going to stop upholding the very systems that oppress us and other people, they start to go away. The majority of white women voted for Trump in the last election. Keep getting your nails done, keep going to Pilates, keep doing whatever white girl shit it is you want to do, but don't stop resisting and tell your friends, because they cannot win without.
Oh my God. Doing a whole bunch of whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
I just don't see why women, like, why they think they're actually doing something with this. All right, bro, I saw this the other day, and some of you guys said I should react to it. This
We're
is the bananas and rice
men,
girl.
And I was waiting for these two men to hold the door for me, and I told them, hey, can you hold the door for me? And I walked right in the middle, and when I was in the middle, ICE came. They came out of their cars. They asked me to see my ID. And while they were asking me to see the ID, they just decided it was nice to be racist and say really nasty things to me. And that man, he called me the N-word, and he called me that, and then he arrested me. They arrested me. It was multiple.
I'll take things that never happened for 300.
You're a liar!
Multiple people. They used a lot of force to arrest me. I actually got a scab that was healing while I was in jail. But they pushed me hard. They used a lot of violence. My body still hurts. I got a concussion. It's really hard for me to speak because of that concussion.
It looks like you're speaking just fine. You know the average IQ of a Somalian is like 68? Look at this. Faf-owing to faf-knowing. Bananas and rice. You know, Somalis are more than just bananas and rice. You know, we're kind of like bananas and rice. Let's pull that clip up, dude.
So I'm Somali. I'm proud to be Somali. To me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice. it's a lot. It's like it's an interesting thing. It's very hard to describe what it means to be Somali and what it means to be American. But
being a pirate, illegal, embezzling money, running fake leering centers, fraud, scamming.
It's like a cultural fusion. It's kind of like the bananas and rice. You know,
Somalians are more than just bananas and rice, and being Somalian is like, you know, bananas and rice. If stupid had a face, it would be hers.
Shots fired!
People don't really see, like, you know, it's you know, people don't think, oh, you can eat bananas with rice, but that's what it's like to be Somali and American. It's like that combination of banana and rice. But
you just said you're not bananas and rice. Let's see, just to make sure I'm right, what is the average IQ of a Somali? Wow, I think I've searched this one before. The average range is 67 to 84, and let's look up on ChatGPT, what is mental retardation IQ? Mental retardation IQ, anything about 70 or below. Oh my God. So the majority of Somalians are mild, 50, moderate, severe. IQ 65 to 75, depending on the test and guidelines, plus difficulty. So most Somalians, ooh, man, the average IQ of those Somalians, ooh, it's horrible. We have a serious mental health crisis in this country.
You sorry cocksucking sons of a bitches that think that you're just going to go and fucking arrest a bunch of protesters because they're out there doing something you're too afraid to fucking do.
I would never do that. I'm not stupid enough to protest ICE. They're federal employees that can arrest you. You gotta be dumber than a bag of dicks to do that.
They're out there fighting for our freedom, and they're out.
I mean, they are protecting our country. Shout out to the ICE agents. We need more of them.
They're fighting for our right for free speech, because fuck you, all 2,000 of you fucking National Guardsmen, you brave ass fucking soldiers. You think you're gonna march in those streets and tell those people to shut the fuck up? That is what you decided to fight for. You chose.
You have kitty hair clips in your hair. You look like an idiot.
Stupid.
To defend us against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and you fucking failed. And that's why they're out there on those streets. So who the fuck are you to tell them to shut the fuck up?
Look at her back. It says, Free Palestine.
Why don't you grow a pair, take off your mask, and tell me your fucking name? Because my name is Alex, and I say fuck.
Bro, is this why my Starbucks order is taking forever? It's because these girls are in their cars. What is going on, bro? What is going on? Why is the world such a crazy place, chat? I don't get it. Look at him. So cute back there. But I don't want to wake him. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. It's good to have you guys out, man. Until next time. Peace.